Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Arrest in Atlanta shootings.
Law enforcement have taken the suspect into custody.
Person of interest in California stabbings.
I'm a little bit more calmed down, but I'm not completely relaxed.
Horses die days before Kentucky Derby.
I just think that we've run into a little stretch of bad luck.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There's been an arrest in Atlanta after five people were shot yesterday in a medical office waiting room. One person died. CBS's Jeff Pagaz says it capped an hours-long manhunt.
We have a national epidemic on gun violence in America.
That was Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens. Shortly after 24-year-old shooting suspect Deion Patterson was arrested in neighboring Cobb County, it was around 8 hours earlier that the first 911 calls came in.
Female shot.
A law enforcement source told CBS News that Patterson, a Coast Guard veteran, was in a waiting room in the Northside Hospital medical facility when he became agitated, taking out a handgun, opening fire.
We didn't know what the poppy noise was.
KJ Johnson was two floors below the shooter when gunfire rang out.
The medical staff did a great job.
All five victims were women. One CDC employee, Amy St. Pierre, died.
Why he did what he did, all that is still under investigation.
Though police would not comment on the suspect's potential motive, a law enforcement source told us that his mother, who accompanied her son to the appointment, said that he was on medication for mental health issues.
Police in Newark, New Jersey say two people, including a seven-year-old child, were killed in a shooting last night. Reports say the gunman was shot and killed by police. Police in Davis, California are now questioning a person of interest as they investigate three recent stabbings near the UC campus. Two were fatal. Carter Carlson told police what he saw.
I noticed that they had long curly hair and they had the Adidas pants that they've been talking about. And my first thought was, wow, this guy could be scoping at the school.
Overseas, Ukraine's President Zelensky went to the International Criminal Court in The Hague to make the case that Russian President Vladimir Putin should face a war crimes trial.
The one who deserves to be sentenced for these criminal actions right here in the capital of the international law. And I'm sure we will see that happen when we win.
CBS's Charlie Daggett tells us about the aftermath of Russia's claim of an assassination attempt by drone at the Kremlin targeting Putin.
Overnight, the Russian military unleashed a wave of drones toward Ukraine, with Ukrainian air defense officials saying they destroyed 18 of 24 drones, including every single one headed toward Kyiv. The third time the capital has been targeted in 4 days. Ukraine said it had nothing to do with the alleged Kremlin attack, accusing Russia of staging the whole thing. The Ukrainian president putting the blame firmly at the feet of Putin.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Florida, where controversial legislative victories are being touted by a governor who could be a presidential candidate.
I think you'll have seen the most productive six-month stretch than anybody can remember.
Florida's Republican state legislature is putting the finishing touches on dozens of bills all headed to the desk of Governor Ron DeSantis. On Wednesday, it was an expansion of the so-called Don't Say Gay bill that now restricts any instruction about sexual orientation or gender identity up to eighth grade. State Senate President Kathleen Passidomo defended the focus on an issue critics say unfairly targets gay and transgender students.
That's not what it is. It's protecting our children from harmful materials in our schools.
And critics are rallying against bills that ban abortion services after 6 weeks of pregnancy or relax concealed carry laws. Democrats like Representative Fentrese Driscoll can do little to stop their passage.
If you look at the actual policies that he's passed here, they've all been anti-freedom.
If there's no deal to raise the debt ceiling, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says there's little he can do.
No one should assume that the Fed can protect the economy from the potential, you know, short and long-term effects of a failure to pay our bills on time.
He says the Fed does not give advice on this to Congress or the White House. The Fed hiked its key interest rate a quarter point yesterday. Powell indicated there may now be a pause after 10 increases.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Teachers in Oakland, California have gone on strike after 7 days of prolonged negotiations. Students and parents are caught in the middle.
They already don't get paid enough. And it's like, you know, where are they supposed to get the money from? We're all struggling. Yeah, so you would think the district would come to some type of solution.
Schools will be open there today with administrators monitoring classes. In a video deposition, former President Trump called the rape claim against him ridiculous and disgusting. Excerpts were played yesterday in the civil trial by attorneys for accuser E. Jean Carroll. Trump's attorneys plan to call no witnesses in the case. The jury could get it next week. And a judge has tossed out Trump's lawsuit against the New York Times over a 2018 expose. Now to the southern border, CBS's Omar Villafranca is in El Paso, where things could get more difficult in a matter of days.
Title 42, the COVID-era policy that allows the government to expel migrants, will expire next week. El Paso's mayor has already declared a state of emergency. Father Rafael Garcia runs the Sacred Heart Shelter.
We're focusing on women and children mainly. The need is overwhelming.
When Title 42 expires, Customs and Border Patrol officials say as many as 10,000 migrants a day could cross the southern border, nearly doubling the daily average in March.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved the world's first vaccine for RSV, the respiratory virus that's been seen a lot in young children and older people. This approval of the GlaxoSmithKline vaccine is for adults 60 and older. Just days before the Kentucky Derby, there's word of the death of four horses at Churchill Downs over the past several days, including one entrant in the race. Two collapsed and died on the track. Foster Northrup is a veterinarian there.
This is a coincidence. I mean, horses do get hurt occasionally, but to have four or whatever the number is right now in so few a days is very unusual.
In an Instagram post, actor Jamie Foxx thanks friends and fans for the love they've expressed. Foxx has been hospitalized for nearly a month with what's been described as a medical complication. Foxx's daughter says his condition is improving.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
A Florida man faces criminal charges after an attack at a high school baseball game.
Sheriff's deputies say the umpire just disciplined the man's son for inappropriate behavior during the game. Video shows the man hitting the umpire in the head, knocking him out. Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez says the father told him he was just defending his son.
There is no reason for you to take this to this level.
You don't defend your kids like this, especially at a game.
Lopez says the suspect has a history of confrontation at baseball games, but this is the first time he became violent. Officials say the umpire is recovering. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
USA Track and Field says former Olympic sprinter Tori Bowie has died at 32. Her body was found in a Florida home. Police do not suspect foul play. Bowie won 3 medals, one of them gold, at the 2016 Summer Games in Rio. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.